What I'm about to tell you is going to sound possibly odd or even maybe amazing in this day and age, but 2 years ago, I got one of those calls from a claims examiner who said, the case is in default. We want you to represent the insured. We want you to get the default judgment set aside. And while you're interviewing the insured and investigating the case, make a note of anything I can use later to deny coverage. You wouldn't think that would happen anymore, but it still does. But the caution to the defense lawyer is take a step back and think before you move forward with the case. You defense lawyers, your first run to plaintiff's counsel ought to be, look, I know you spent some money doing this, spent a little bit of time. How about if I work that out and at least make you whole on what you're into it so far? Let's get back on the merits. There are people in this room I've been able to accomplish that with, and the results at the end have been better for all concerned. So we get past that. You've got the default judgment set aside, and you're going to have defense lawyers, your initial contact with your client. And this is how that goes fairly often. Hey, you don't need to be calling me. I turn that over to my insurance company. They're handling the case. Talk to them. Well, then you get to start the beginning of an ongoing dialogue with your defense client about the fact that's not exactly how this works. You have insurance. The insurance company has hired us. It is a lawsuit against you. You need to cooperate. All those kinds of things. And why I'm emphasizing this first call is y'all have heard the old phrase, you don't get a second chance to make a first impression. This is your first impression, defense lawyers, and it's an important one to make sure you get not only the cooperation that you need, but just all of the other goals that we strive for. The other thing you're going to hear a lot from your client is, hey, glad you called. I've been talking to my neighbors.